Today's scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
圣经今天的圣经在是在哥林多前书13:13，我用台语和日本来读。圣经所存的就是信、恩望、仁爱这三项，其中第一大是仁爱。今天的那么请林牧师，英文堂的林牧师来给咱讲道。
Fellow brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
各位兄弟，大家平安。
And a happy Mother's Day.
每一位妈妈，祝福您母亲节快乐。
This morning, we will be looking at three different passages, each one describing three exceptional women of Scripture.
今早起，咱们对圣经所记载的三位妇人，因无同款，也特别的经历。
And each one will exemplify one of three Christian virtues: faith, hope, and love.
每一位福音人因分别来表明基督徒的特性，就是信、仁爱、甲恩望。
We will first look at the mother of a demon-possessed daughter who encountered Jesus, shows us what true faith looks like.
第一，咱们来看迄个查某囝患着鬼的老母。伊伫上近耶稣的时阵，咱所显明到底信是甚物
？Second, we will turn to a passage with Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, where through her example we will know better what a life of hope entails.
第二，咱们来看伊丽莎白即位行世的约翰的老母，伊照着伊的，咱会当来更加明白。
And last, we will look at the story of the woman with an alabaster jar, where I will break down what love is as we examine her decision to act.
最后，咱们来看迄位有剧本的负责人的故事。当咱的检验伊所做的决定的时阵，我要跟大家来分析，什么是真爱。
First, faith.Let's go directly to the first passage, Matthew chapter 15, starting with verse 21.
现在我们做回来看马太福音书第十五章第二十一节。
Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed.And suffering terribly.
第二十一章咧讲，耶稣对遐出去，退去到推罗西顿的境界，拄着有迦南的附近人出伊的交界，后叫讲：主啊，大悲的耶和华怜悯我，我的查某囝患着鬼，真艰苦。
Notice that it is this woman who initiates this encounter with Jesus.
请咱注意，这位附近人第一界拄着耶稣。
She seeks out Jesus.And when she finds him, petitions him to help her daughter, who is suffering greatly. And how does Jesus respond? Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us."He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Jesus' initial response is no response.The disciples see this and verbalize that she is a nuisance and desire for her to leave. Then Jesus speaks up, initially telling this woman that her sick daughter is not his problem. He was sent to save the Israelites.
耶稣表扬这个妇人，人叫了因爱离开， 耶稣向一个妇人人也讲：“你犯着几个查某囝，高高声地带，我是要来拯救以色列失败的油。”
But she would not leave. Verse 25. The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, it is, Lord," she said. "Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
但是那个妇人人不离开，第二十五章这样讲，妇人人来拜讲，主啊，帮助我。那是伊讲，摕囝子的饼，迄落到食是唔合。妇人人讲，是啊，对，主啊，因为连狗啊也会食滴伊的主人倒卡卡老的饼油。
The woman relentless continues to plead with Jesus, and Jesus has some harsh words for her.
妇人人继续来恳求主，但是耶稣用较残忍的话来应伊。
In his statement, Jesus' bread is his blessings, including his ability to heal. The children are the Jewish people, and the dogs are the Gentiles.
在耶稣的回应中间，那个饼是表示稳定，包含伊的大快乐甲伊的意志。今日是代表以色列百姓，那个狗是表明外邦人。
So what is going on here?Why is Jesus being so mean and dismissive to this woman who is in need? What Jesus is actually doing is testing the faith of this woman, using the words and also the tone that a typical Jewish rabbi would be using at that time.
Jesus is to test this woman's faith.以色列百姓的立碑通常都用这种口气和话语来对待人。
But the woman doesn't give up, and she presses on.
这个妇人不放弃，她继续过来恳求。
Jesus, you say that it isn't right to give human food to dogs. Well, guess what? We know that even the dogs get to enjoy the bits and scraps of food that fall to the ground during dinner time.And with that comes Jesus' final response.
耶稣啊，你讲用人的食物和狗是唔合，但是狗也因为食到主人吃到的饼油来欢喜。最后耶稣安尼回答。
Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment.
第二十八节结束安尼讲，对安尼耶稣因讲，妇人啊，你的信大，照你所爱，甲你做成。对迄时伊的查某囝就好。
This woman has passed Jesus's test of faith.
这个妇人已经通过耶稣对信的检验。
So what can we learn from this woman?
咱会当对这个妇人学到信是甚物的功课。
First, we see that her faith was not limited by social restrictions.
第一，伊跨过社会围墙。
What do I mean? Well, she was a woman, that's strike one in biblical times. How dare this woman approach a group of men to make demands? And not only was she a woman, she was a Canaanite woman, historical enemies of the Jewish people. Strike two.
在那个时代，伊所犯的第一个错误是，伊是一个妇人，怎样要上过一群查甫人，而且要要求迄个帮衬。第二个错误，伊是迦南人，在历史上，迦南人素来是以色列人的对敌。
But this woman, this distressed mother, overcame societal restrictions and went straight to Jesus.
这个苦情的老母，伊跨过社会限制，来直接来到耶稣面前。
Which takes us to the second point. Her faith was based on a correct and a strong understanding of God.
第二个重点，伊的信是在地对耶和华咱的上帝正确佮坚定的认识。
Even though she wasn't Jewish herself, she knew who this Jewish Messiah was.
伊虽然唔是以色列人，但是伊知影基督是以色列人的弥赛亚。
She knew that Jesus was capable, and she understood that he was good.
伊知影耶稣的大观念，甲伊是至好的。
In her mind, this son of David, without any doubt, could heal her daughter, and if she pressed on, his goodness would show.
伊无犹豫，这位大卫的后裔会当医好伊的查某囝。当伊坚持对耶稣的信的时阵，伊就会得到迄个怜悯。
Which brings us to the third point. Her faith persisted in asking Jesus to act.
第三点当就是伊的信，和伊的恳求无错，伊爱耶稣来采取行动。
Past the social barriers, past the initial silence of Jesus and his disciples' efforts in shooing her away, she truly possessed great faith.
跨过社会限制。通过耶稣的试验，以及遐学生要赶离开伊，伊真正是一个大有信的人啊。
Now, do you know anybody like this? People who are relentless and will not give up until they get what they need from you?
你敢有认捌这款的人？伊一直甲你拜托，要求你会当答应伊的请求。你若无答应，伊就无要放你煞。
Maybe some of the people in this room.Let's make sure not to point any fingers, especially on Mother's Day. When it comes to asking God for what we need, He wants us to be relentless. He wants us to keep praying in faith. He wants us to keep asking Him according to His character and also to His promises.
当主求祷的时阵，就用迄个信心来祈祷无错的请求，会当照嘛爱照着伊的应允，甲伊的稳定来求。
And if so, does our faith express? Oh, brothers and sisters, I have a few questions. Do we understand this character and promise of God?
各位兄弟，咱敢有明白上帝应允甲伊的信心吗？
And if so, does our faith express itself through persistent petitioning of our Creator?
如果那是，咱是不是应该照着迄个创造咱的上帝来表明咱迄个无煞的恳求
？God is good.
上帝是至好的。
God is able.
上帝是有大观念的。
And He instructs us in Scripture to approach Him with any and all types of prayers.
上帝照着圣经的话来教示咱，要怎样来祈祷、恳求、亲近伊。
So what prayers for yourself, for your family, for our East Valley community will you commit to persistently lifting up to God?
为着你家己。你的家庭为着东安教会，你有想要微信向上帝来献上迄个无停止的祈祷吗
？Will we commit to attending the weekly prayer meetings, knowing God's desire for us is to be united in prayer, that He will answer our corporate prayers as we grow together in our persistence and our faith？
人愿意为什么来参加教会周间的祈祷会？就着咱合一的祈祷来明白上帝的心意，伊就会回应咱同心合一的祈祷，和咱的心伫无衰的祈祷中间渐渐来增长。
May God increase our faith as we petition Him according to His goodness and His will.
愿咱的心会当顺探上帝的旨意，以及得到伊的怜悯来长大。
Before we move on to the passage on hope, I need to first distinguish between faith and hope. What's the difference?
当咱要进入这个愿望的进程，我有需要向大家来说明，信跟愿望是无同款。
In English, many people use these two words to mean about the same thing.
在英语，有侪侪人将这两字当作同款的使用。
For example, you may say something like,I have faith in Jesus Christ. Or just as likely, you might say, I place my hope in Him. But in both statements, you basically mean the same thing.
记着你的，咱会使讲我有信基督，也会使讲我有盼望的基督。这两句是相款的意思。
Well, in my preparation for this message, I came across something useful in regards to distinguishing between faith and hope. Although both deal with something that has yet to happen, waiting on a future event, there is a useful distinction to be made between these two terms.
在我咧准备这个信息的时阵，我有思考到一个会当帮咱来分别这两项的讲法。虽然这两项拢咧等待，也未成的事。
Biblical faith can be defined as a rational sense of a certain expectation, versus biblical hope, which is an emotional sense of a joyful expectation.
圣经的定义，信心是安尼讲。在理智上，我知影期待事要成，愿望是情绪上，你会当因为期待事来感受到迄个喜乐。So
the mother of the demon-possessed daughter had faith, a rational sense that Jesus can heal, and was certain that he would do so and do right by her daughter.
这个查某囝患着鬼的老母来讲，伊的信伫理智上，伊确信耶稣会当医治伊的查某囝。Not
to say that there wasn't any emotion in her pleading, as evidenced by her words. It was a rational argument primarily that she launches into, which Jesus then deems her a woman of faith.
伊的祈求毋是无带着情绪。
Now, this second passage showcases a person that was full of hope, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Let's look at Luke chapter 1. Here we encounter Zechariah the priest. He gets a vision from an angel saying his elderly wife will bear him a son, and Zechariah does not believe him. Gabriel then silences Zechariah for his unbelief. In contrast, when Elizabeth receives the news, she reacts very differently.
Verse 24
of chapter 1. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. The Lord has done this for me, she said. In these days he has shown me his favor and has taken away my disgrace among the people.
第二十四节继续这样说，这日子后，耶稣伊丽莎白有心，点八个月日，讲，主的看过我的日，款待我亲像安尼，洗清我的根，晓在人的中间。
In contrast to her husband, who is silenced because of his unbelief, Elizabeth is very much able to verbalize what is on her heart. She knows that it is God who has done it for her, and she gives him back all the credit.
因为伊知影，也我上帝为伊成这个事，所以就献上阿乐。
And her hopeful expression does not just end there.
但是伊的表面唔但安尼那定。
6 months later, Mary, the cousin of Elizabeth, is visited by an angel and told that she would be pregnant and she would give birth to the Messiah.
6个月后，天使降临，玛利亚。 你要怀孕生子，弥赛亚要对你所出。
Afterwards, Mary hurried to the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth.
然后玛利亚就紧紧到的撒加利亚以及伊丽莎白的处。
From verse 41, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her.
如果你不是第一章第四十一章你讲，伊丽莎白一个听见玛利亚请安，胎温的八度内就掉跳。伊丽莎白和圣神充满就大声讲，正夫人人的中间，你得着福气，你所怀孕的也得着福气。我的主的老母眷顾我。我对得了会得到安尼，因为你请安的声进入我耳腔，而我腹肚内胎就欢喜来跳跳。神的父亲人有福气啊，因为主所甲伊讲的话要应验。
What do we learn from Elizabeth's example？
咱对伊丽莎白学到什么
？First, we learn that hope starts from a heart of understanding and thanksgiving towards God。
盼望是明白上帝的心意，同时也对准感恩的心。
And second, that hope encourages and spreads joy to others, honoring God above ourselves.
第二，盼望是会当激励别人的，同时会当将喜乐传染给别人，并且尊主最大。
I want us to consider some questions. Is hope?As defined as joyful expectation, something that characterizes your life?
我要跟大家做伙来思考一个问题。既然愿望是带着喜乐的期待，有什么代志特别影响到你对生命的态度？
If your answer is no, that's okay.
如果你无答案，不要紧。
Start right now by just remembering one thing.One thing that God has done for you.
请咱来回想上帝为你所行的奖赏。
In the past, did He provide finances and resources when you needed it the most? Did He bring healing to a family member or a friend? Did He ever answer a specific prayer that you had?
当你欠债时阵，上帝有供应你无？当你或是你的亲人患病的时阵，上帝有医治无？上帝有回应你特别的祈祷无
？Now allow this memory of when God came through for you to be at the front of your mind this week. Think about it when you wake up and when you go to sleep, and give God thanks.
你要来这个礼拜，请你将拄啊你回想上帝跟你同在的代志。放在你的心头顶，你一直善思，然后献上感谢。
Let this heart of thanksgiving shape how you think about the future.
将这个感恩的心当作你思考未来代志的心。
May the joy of the Spirit fill your heart and change your whole posture in life.
愿喜乐的心充满你的心，会当改变整个你对生命的态度。
Now, if your answer is yes, praise God. Joyful expectation is something that characterizes your life already. Then please, please spread this attitude and encourage those around you.
如果那是有的时阵，请你将这个经历跟你身边的人来分享，同时也鼓励因。
Like Elizabeth, be bold and vocal about your hope, giving glory to our wonderful God.
就亲像伊丽莎白同款，就大声讲出你的愿望，将荣光归给上帝。
We need to hear your voice, especially after these last 3 years that have been so tough for many of us.
我需要你讲出来， 特别是伫过去的三年，阮知影有济济人实在是不容易。
Now let us turn to love and read a passage about an encounter that Jesus had.
現在我們要進入這個真愛，我們來看耶穌的經歷。
While he, Jesus, was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
记载在马可福音书第十四章第三节，耶稣在伯大尼太哥西门的厝坐到的时，有妇人人来，带玉环，内底底结过去金的拉达香油，刚破玉环，钉在耶稣的头壳。
So this woman, who remains unnamed in Mark's gospel, approaches Jesus while he is dining at someone's table.
这个在马可福音书无记载名的妇人，当耶稣在人兜咧坐倒的时阵来就近伊。
So just like in present times, when using perfume or cologne, one only needs to use a small amount to achieve the desired effect. However, this woman broke the jar, practically showing through her actions that she had no plans to save any of it.
你知吗？香水香一点啊，就会达到效果。但是这个妇人人刚破玉环，表示伊无要留落淡薄。
The whole contents of the jar was poured onto Jesus Christ.
伊将规罐的香油摒伫耶稣的头壳顶。
Continuing with the passage, some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for." More than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor, and they rebuked her harshly.
接下来看第四节，有几那人受气，三甲讲，安尼破坏这个香油有啥物路用？因为这个香油会卖得银啊三百外个，来予送香人，就唔愿意。
This caused quite a stir with those who have gathered for this meal.Adjusted to our time, the perfume is worth easily over
$25,000.
What some of the guests are arguing in view of this action is the opportunity cost. This perfume could have been used in a better way. She could have saved it, invested it.Spent it, giving to the poor, as they say, anything but breaking the jar and pouring it out on Jesus. What a waste! I wonder how many of us here would have reacted in the same way. The criticism of this woman's actions were immediate and harsh. But Jesus had a different reaction.
对妇人人的批评是直接并且粗鲁的，但是耶稣有无同款的回应。
Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
第六章安尼讲，那是耶稣讲，出在伊，人下属刁难伊，伊所行来款待我的是好事。
Jesus does not call this woman's action a waste. He does not prescribe a better use.For this expensive perfume. Rather, he praises the woman and describes her act as something that is beautiful. We each have standards for how money and possession should be used. And it's really easy to then put these standards on other people.
咱每一个人对上个家己的财米，拢有消费的标准，啊，往往把这个标准放伫别人的身躯顶。
We may look at how other people spend their money and think, "What a waste!"
当咱看到别人咧消费的时阵，或者来讲，伊真正是浪费啊。
The item purchased is either too expensive, or the person could have gotten a better deal, or more broadly.That the money could have been saved or invested elsewhere.
咱向车来讲讲啊，你买了伤贵啊，你实在会使抬价一下。讲到看咧，是不是你会当俭起来，还是做别的投资
？But Jesus's interpretation overrules the opinions of everybody else.
但是上帝一推翻所有其他的建议。
In the eyes of Jesus, what this woman did.Was beautiful.
耶稣眼中，这个妇人人所做的是一个美的事。
The biblical truth is that Jesus's interpretation overrules the opinions of everybody else. Jesus's teaching directly challenges the value systems of this world, no matter which culture we're talking about.
圣经的真理表现在耶稣说，也说明已经驳回其他所有建议。耶稣的教是直接挑战这个世上的价值观，无论是多少款的文化内底。
Jesus continues in verse 7, "The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you.Wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
耶稣继续在第七章安尼讲，因为常常有颂扬人甲恁之地，爱好款待因，不管是浪费。若是我无常常甲恁之地，一个富人人是尽伊所会来做，伊大声将油抹伫我身躯来置办埋葬。我实在甲恁讲。好天的无论什么所在传福音，也要讲起这个富人人所行来纪念伊。
Just because one option is good doesn't make all other options bad or wicked or evil.
一个好的选择，并不代表其他的选择是不好的。
We need to move past this false way of thinking.
你要搬过这个唔对的想法。
Just because this woman could have sold the perfume and given the proceeds to the poor doesn't make her actual decision foolish or wrong.
这个富人人会当变卖迄个香油来进济予送用人，但是无代表伊所做的决定是错误是无望的。
In life, this is actually where most of your decisions lie.In many times in life, we need to choose what is best amongst all the possible good that we can do.
在咱的生命中间，有济济时阵，咱必须要在济济的选择中间，济济好的选择中间，来拣起个上好的来行。
So if this is the case, how do we move towards what is best?
如果那是安尼，咱要安怎来拣起个上好的选择
？First.Use what God has given you already, what you have right now.
照着上帝已经所赏赐给咱的来使用。
Don't think about what you don't have or what you might have in the future. Think about what resources God has given you right now in regards to doing what is best in your life.
唔通想迄个你无的。就思考你现在会当分配的资源，和上帝已经赏赐予咱的，来行到迄个上好的地步。
Second, use your God-given resources generously.
第二，爱真慷慨来使用上帝已经赏赐予你的资源。
This woman could have sprinkled or maybe dabbled, the perfume on Jesus's head.But she broke the bottle and she poured the complete contents onto Jesus Christ.
这个富人人会当 轻轻淡薄啊，嗅着耶稣将迄个香油，但是却攻破玉盘，将桂冠变给耶稣。
In her heart, she had decided that there was no better way in her life to use this perfume, so she didn't bother saving any of it.
伊的心中已经决定无别项更加好的使用这个香油的方式，伊无要留落淡薄。
How radical! How extravagant this act!
真正是不可思议。
Now this.Is our mindset? Is this our mindset in how we manage our own resources in our lives?
这是不是咱在看待，也是在管理属于咱的资源？
When God opens up a door and an opportunity for us to honor Him, do we still hold back?
当上帝给咱有机会要来应供伊的时阵，咱会顿低无？咱会软内无？
Or like this woman?Does our heart yearn for these opportunities to use our resources generously to bring honor and glory to God?
那是像这个妇人同样，咱的心渴慕迄个机会，会当真大方的使用咱的资源来荣光上帝。
Is there a better way to spend our time, our money, our very lives than pouring it out for the King?For the sake of His kingdom,
会当更加好诶来运用咱诶时间、咱诶金钱，甚至咱诶生命，全力来拼互上帝，甲伊国度诶路用。
First Corinthians 13:13 states, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love."
伫哥林多前书第十三章第三节安尼讲。现今所存的就是信、盼望、真爱这三项，其中第一大的是真爱。
May we exhibit the faith of the Canaanite woman, the mother, boldly petitioning God according to His good character and according to His promises.
愿咱会当显明迄个迦南母老母的信，叫做上帝稳定甲伊的应允，大声向伊求讨。
May we express the hope of Elizabeth, joyfully expecting God to come through for us and spreading this attitude, this joy to those that are around us. And may we love like the woman who poured the perfume on Jesus.Pouring out our time, our resources, our lives to the glory and honor of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Please join
me in prayer.Heavenly Father, Creator God, all praise and honor belongs to you. On this Mother's Day, we want to lift up all the mothers, mother figures, and caregivers in our lives. We pray for those who are in the thick of motherhood, raising newborns, young children, or teens. We lift up our women who are struggling with infertility or have lost in pregnancy.May your heavenly love and care be felt in the midst of their pain and their disappointment. On this Mother's Day, we also remember and lift up those who have a strained relationship with their own mothers, as those working to break generational trauma. We pray also for those who have lost their mothers in this room. May your divine comfort and peace be upon them today.Thank you for the biblical examples of faith, hope, and love. As we learned about these exceptional women, may our lives also shine forth these qualities. For the sake of your glory and for your kingdom, may East Valley be a beacon of truth and light to a world that needs to hear this good news. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.